Nevada farm workers often have seasonal jobs with no health insurance or sick leave, which has created an additional strain for this community during the pandemic. Our reporter Natalie Van Hooser spoke with Cecilia Alonso of the Nevada Human Development Corporation in Fallon to learn more.
Cecilia, could you explain what kind of work you do with the Nevada Human Development Corporation?
Farm work, it's seasonal work. Our goal is to help those people find other careers. We provide ESL classes, financial literacy courses. We can help them become, you know, a nursing assistant, and we cover all those expenses. We don't only service farm workers, we also support their spouses and children of farm workers with tuition assistance. We help pay for books or vocational training while they transition out of high school. The goal is to break the cycle of poverty.
Could you talk a little bit about what the landscape is for who qualifies for the services you provide and who doesn't and why that is?
We're a nonprofit. We work with federal funding. In order for somebody to qualify into our program, they have to have legal status. So if they aren't able to work legally in the United States, they cannot qualify for our program. If the father is an undocumented farm worker, we can enroll the spouse if she has legal status and help them with job search and career exploration or job training. We do work with DACA recipients, and they also have to have had worked in farm work within the past 2 years. We also go out by poverty guidelines, so they also have to fit that low income bracket.
If you can't help the undocumented population directly, who can?
There's not a lot of support for undocumented individuals, period. Some Catholic churches help with some support sometimes, or other religious organizations that might be able to support. I wish I had a list of people that can, but there's not a lot.
What are some of the most common challenges you're seeing for Nevada farm workers during the pandemic?
The most common struggle I see is lack of food, especially in the rural areas. We're talking about Lovelock or Urington or other rural counties. Some farm workers, and I would say most of them, don't qualify for state assistance. What I also see is rental assistance. If they can't go to work for 3 weeks because they either tested positive for COVID or somebody in their family, they lose income. And a lot of times, being a farm worker, you don't get paid for that time off. I had a family recently that their father died of COVID, and he was a single parent, and the adult daughter that acts as the mother of the family, she reached out to me when their dad died and said, you know, they were struggling with rent because he was the provider.
Are there any other things that have come up that you've noticed with this community that someone might not think about being a side effect of COVID for the community?
Farm workers are very underserved in general with pandemic or no pandemic. With COVID, we're trying to avoid having kids go to work to help their struggling farm worker families. I feel like the children are the ones that suffer the most. They're not losing only, you know, the opportunity to complete their high school year or their senior year, but also forced into the workforce early to help support their families. And I see the struggles, and it breaks my heart that, you know, sometimes you can't help everyone and you can't do more.
What's your connection with some of these farm workers that you work with?
My parents are from Mexico. My parents were actually farm workers out in San Isidro by the U.S. San Diego border. My father worked at the orange orchards over there and different type of other farm work when he originally migrated to the United States. When I see an older man working in the field or a woman picking melon, it reminds me of my parents. You know, when I'm helping somebody, I can picture helping my dad, helping people translate documents or help them with something. And I always think about my father. Some of the best parts of my work is getting, you know, to know these families and helping them. And that's why probably I've been doing my work so long.
That was KUNR's Natalie Van Hooser speaking with Cecilia Alonso, who works with farm workers at the Nevada Human Development Corporation in Fallon. This story was produced in partnership with Noticiero Móvil.